Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Miami to Boca, ham sandwich in your Boca, jamon in your Boca.
Well, jamon.
Our guy, Georgie Music, 3 o'clock hour theme song. Inter Miami is playing right now. Game's on TNT, and that's a Club World Cup game. But more importantly, you know, Solana did this appearance yesterday in Westin to give away Club World Cup tickets, and someone texted us, "Hi, Hawk. Solana actually has some soccer skills. I witnessed it yesterday, Carolina Ale House in Westin. I also won 2 tickets. Thanks, Solana." Carlos, Wendy's area manager.
Yeah, and so he texted gave me him back. A little info. He gave me a little info about Wendy's, by the way.
Well, I texted him back, and I said, wait a second. We have a Wendy's area manager listening to the show, and I've never gotten a free Frosty coupon from you? Like, what's going on here? We did the, what was the Whiskey Stars and Cigars?
Yeah,
and the guy from Icelandic Water gives me free Icelandic Water coupons. We got a shout Wendy's out, like you met the Wendy's area manager. Did he give you anything?
No. Well, he was there to get something. He was
I got
there
it.
To try
I
to
got
win
it.
Tickets.
Did he give you anything? I mean, if you're a Wendy's area manager, you pretty much need to walk around with some Frosty coupons. No,
Frosty coupons or just McChickens. Like genuinely, just walk around. Excuse
Why
me,
would
not
you have
McChicken.
A McChicken if you're a Wendy's area manager, wouldn't that
Wendy's
be
Wendy's chicken sandwiches, Hawk? Wendy's chicken sandwiches. Excuse me. Thank you very much for correcting me. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you sounded like an idiot there. Let's be honest. Wendy, we're talking about Wendy's. You're talking about McChicken.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I did sound like an idiot. That's because Inter Miami. Miami's about to give up a goal here, and they did.
I lost my feed, but maybe it's better.
Hawk, Carlos, who was genuinely a cool dude, was out there yesterday. Let me know. I didn't know this. You know the little purple bag, the Takis?
The chips?
The chips, yeah.
Yeah.
Takis.
Yeah.
Wendy's has a Takis Fuego meal coming to stores tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, they're going to have...
I think I would have known that.
French fries...
He may not be right.
No, I'm pretty sure he's right. And I have the press release from Wendy's right here, right in front of me, Hawk. Because I was fascinated by this. I didn't know about this. I'm fascinated that I looked it up. It's going to feature Takis Fuego chicken sandwich and Takis inspired Fuego fries. So French fries coated in like Takis seasoning.
I was unaware.
Me too. That's what I want a coupon for, Carlos.
My computer monitor, I'm trying to watch this Inter Miami game. It says your network conditions may be degrading your video stream. Please check that your network settings, signal, and equipment location are optimal for a solid internet connection. And right here next to the Eero system, I don't know what's degraded.
You got to step up your internet game, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is you've been doing. Maybe you know, instead of paying for that Atlanta cable that you have, like step it up a little bit. Atlantic Cable. My brother's in Atlanta, by the way. He went to go watch the FIFA Club World Cup. He traveled to go watch Inter Miami.
Why not watch the games here?
2 games here, but he decided he was going to travel to Orlando to go to, or excuse me, to Atlanta to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to watch the game. Bizarre.
Well, good for him. If you got that kind of time, why not?
Called me at 7 a.m. on his way to the airport to chat. I'm like, what do you call me at 7 a.m.? Who calls somebody at 7 a.m. to talk?
I hate when people do that when they happen to be up. So then they just assume that, because if you call someone at that, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. Some people are on Breakthrough, though.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you're calling that hour, I'm assuming it's an emergency.
Am I on Breakthrough on your phone?
You are not.
Okay.
Am I?
No. In fact, you're on permanent do not disturb, even when my phone's not on do not disturb. A little known setting. Clay Ferraro is going to join us this hour. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, so a disastrous start for Inter Miami here. I called this the most important game of the season. And in
because
the first...
you were a little, you said when they drew nil-nil, man, they're going to have a tough time getting out of this group, right?
Yeah.
But then everyone drew. So now you're like, hey, win this one, and Monday night might vault you through, or you might not even need it, right?
No, I think they still need it, but instead of needing to beat Palmeiras, a draw would probably get them through. It would probably be enough. So get the 3 points here, and essentially, you're playing for a draw, and that would probably be enough.
Now, if they lose today, will they have any chance even winning Monday night?
I think they would have a chance based on goal differential, and depending on what happens in the other game, Palmeiras is going to play Al Ahly. But it wouldn't be likely, Hawk, if they lose this game. Again, it's not official, but it would not be likely. Yeah. They would have to win, absolutely have to win their game on Monday.
All right.
So not a good start here. Controversial penalty, by the way, called against Noah Allen. So Porto gets a goal and they're up 1-0.
All right.
All right, a couple Panthers notes. We're following the cup all around South Florida, obviously. Katie Engelson.
Good question on the text line. Somebody says, ask him why they don't use the first window ever. I would like to have this Wendy's guy on. They've got that first window on the drive-thru. They never use it. It's always good like, point. Yeah, pull to the second window.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be pull to the first window, you'll pay there. Then you go to the second window, you'll get your food. And now it's just pull to the second window. You got an unused window there, Wendy's.
Yeah, it's a good point. McDonald's still uses that first window. McDonald's, yes. Pay. Yeah. You go pick up your food at the second window. Now, I guess Chick-fil-A made this popular. They have somebody out there with a tablet, headset.
Chick-fil-A,
like,
it's amazing. You pull up there, they got someone with a tablet, and then they go, all right, drive home. It's already on your table.
It's already in your stomach. You've already eaten.
Yeah, you already ate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Pollo Tropical tries to be efficient that way. Pollo Tropical has the little kid outside, the teenager outside who doesn't want to be there. And he's scanning in whatever it is that you want. yeah. Hawk unplugged his microphone. He cannot hear me. Now he is he's on his knees trying to... He's having a rough go at it today, man. A very rough go at it. But Pollo does have a decent system. They're trying to mimic Chick-fil-A. They're trying to have that easy access to the window because they only have one window. You're not back. You're still muted. I don't think your microphone is connected. There you go.
Good to be back. No, I'm connected. Yeah. I'd kick the wire out. I have those big ham feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're real. You're good. Like, you have too much coffee today. You're so antsy right now. I see you moving.
I'm not antsy at all. I'm in summer mode. Nothing matters now till Dolphins preseason.
Right. There's an NBA Finals game tonight, though.
Yeah, so whatever. Like, you're just, everyone's just wasting my time at this point. So
you're like moving around. You kind of look like Ray Charles on a piano. Like, hey, you good? Mm. Been around any needles lately?
Needles?
Yeah.
In what way? You're suggesting Ray Charles is a druggie?
Suggesting?
Well, you said you look like Ray Charles at a piano.
Just like the way that you're just like your body's been moving around a lot during the show. I don't like.
What are you suggesting?
You seem jittery. That's all.
Well, what are you suggesting?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking. I'm
asking what you're suggesting. All I'm asking is what you're suggesting.
I asked you. Been around any needles? I mean, yeah. What have you been up to lately, man?
You mean like Ozempic, COVID vaccine? What are you suggesting?
Can I tell you the story about Dairy Queen, please? Can I get there?
Did you start one? Because I didn't know. I kicked out the wires.
Katie Engelson reported that a group of guys, like including Brad Marchand, went to Dairy Queen Monday night before Game 6 here in Sunrise. They were undefeated on the road going to DQ. They decided, big game, closeout game, let's hit up a DQ prior to this game. And they went. They took up, Katie Engelson got a picture of them at DQ. Pretty cool.
Yeah, they did it the right way. You always play to your favor. DQ's been working for them.
Yeah.
Roberto Luongo was working for them. You don't leave anything to chance. And they won. So do the math.
I rewatched the video of Luongo banging the drum. He banged the bleep out of that drum.
He was into it. He was into it.
He's an intense dude. The hair, like the whole combo, the suit, the hair.
You kind of have to be, like, to be a goalie, you have to be so intensely focused. This Sergei Bobrovsky is a robot. That guy is a cyborg.
But he's got an aura.
Oh, about invincibility. Him, you know? Yeah. Just carries it.
Yeah. You saw, I know Appel brought this up yesterday. I think you did as well. Barkov cut his hand, like split the palm of his hand open. And we all saw the pictures, the stitches. And I told you yesterday, I sent you a text, my top 10 reasons the Panthers repeated on that list, whoever stitched Barkey's hand and the actual stitches,
right,
to keep that hand, the palm of the hand closed.
And stitches the wrapper too. That was right. A surprise one on your list.
Of course. How do you split your hand open as a hockey player? You're wearing a glove. I was thinking about this. Like, how does that happen? You're wearing a glove, literally, to protect you from doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Game 6 tonight. Pacers versus Oklahoma City. 8:30 p.m. Man, you were just undercutting everything that I got prepared for today.
Come on, that was funny.
Launch into the DQ conversation. Your mic goes out.
No, come on, that was funny though. Yeah. How does that happen? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, good talk. Game 6 tonight, Pacers, Oklahoma City. Halliburton is going to gut it out. That's the story right now. He's going to gut it out.
By the way, somebody texts in, the Oilers are favored in the Hard Rock app to win the cup next year. That's not exactly true.
Yeah.
The Hard Rock app is offering you special odds right now if you want to go in on the Panthers, because they have them at +1,000 right now. They are going to be the favorites to win the cup. Hard Rock has told you that, but they're giving you a bonus right now. So if you want to lock it in already for next year, +1,000, because what are the Oilers at? Like +450 maybe? I haven't looked, but I'm guessing the Panthers are going to be around +400, somewhere in that arena, +350. You know, nobody's minus money when it goes to this far out till the season starts. So if you do want to bet the Panthers, +1,000 is the time to grab it. If you don't mind locking your money up for a year.
Man, to win 3 straight though, like how hard would that be? I mean, I've got the guts, don't get me wrong, but to win 3 straight? Yeah, your mic is disconnected again, Hawk. Are you trolling me?
No, you know what I did, in all honesty? So I
what are you doing? We're doing a show. What are you doing?
I didn't do it now. I did it unintentionally. When you remember the other day, what was it? Monday, I did the show in another room.
Yeah.
And the lighting was off and I didn't think it looked good. So now I'm back in my original room, but I put the microphone in a slightly different spot, but I didn't take into account that I was going to continuously kick the wire that's hanging off the microphone.
Uh-huh.
The other time I had this buried behind, like I can bury this behind here, but I have a feeling I'm going to disconnect it while I do it. Cause it really needs to go around the end of this table here. So that's what's happening.
Okay. You want, like, should we go to break so you can get situated here?
I'm fine. I mean, you get rattled very easily.
No, I'm not rattled. But
your name's on the show. Jimmy, am I right? Like, he gets rattled so easily. His name's on the show. Somebody disconnects the microphone for 4 seconds. It's like he looks like a cartoon with his head exploding.
You're 100% right.
Thank you. You've noticed it, right? Like, he's like, what's happening?
No, I mean, it's just a weird feeling to look
Jimmy,
at somebody talking.
Are you just
talking.
Saying that because I sent you money via Zelle to give you a little bonus for being a good worker lately?
That might have something to do with it.
It's okay with me.
Would have just been funny, Jimmy, every time he turns on his mic, he just says a different type of ham. All right. These headlines are going nowhere. I'll just get to your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but it is like 90 degrees. So it is hot. That is your weather.
All right, Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 here in Miami. He was at the arena Tuesday night as the Panthers notched the win for their second consecutive Stanley Cup. So now that it's all over, Clay, can we determine, because we started debating this yesterday, whether we have an NHL dynasty on our hands? We think this may be at one point an NHL dynasty. Where do you stand on that? Too early to say?
No, I think you can say that it's a dynasty. I mean, I guess theoretically you could say that everything falls apart next year. They don't even make the playoffs. Like, what? Like, if you really want to take it to this terrible place or whatever for next year. But I also think, you know, you can't completely dismiss the year before they made it to the Stanley Cup final and they won the President's Trophy. I mean, I understand that was kind of the impetus that, hey, we had the best record in the regular season, but it wasn't enough, and so we had to change everything. But I think when you're marking down the accomplishments of this Panthers build, I still think that has to be a part of it. And so when you've got a President's Trophy, 3 trips to the Stanley Cup final and 2 Stanley Cups just as a start, I think that's the basis for a dynasty for sure.
Because would you call the Big Three era for the Heat a dynasty?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Okay. I would. I don't, okay. I mean, sports isn't like it used to be. I don't think where, you know, you can you look back at the Yankees with their core four, right? And you had these young guys that were going to stay together for a long time. And I just don't think that's the way it's going to go anymore, especially you look at the NBA with the apron situation. And, you know, it's harder than ever to keep a team together for a long time. Now you look at the NFL, and if you've got a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, then it's a little bit different situation there. But I think when you're looking at how this Panthers team was built and what they've been able to accomplish, not just in the last 3 years, but the last 4 years, I think you're talking about a dynasty for sure.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that. Like, they had the best record in the NHL prior.
Are the Chiefs a dynasty, though?
Yeah.
I'm asking both of you guys.
Yeah.
Are the KC Chiefs a dynasty coming off a Super Bowl loss?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think they're also still in the midst of it, you know? And I just, let's see what happens with the long-term stuff with that. I mean, Josh Allen may be entering that stratosphere now where they're going to get over that hump. But I do think, like, you win multiple championships and then you go to additional championship either games or rounds. I think you've got to consider that. And look, hopefully we're right in the middle of this for the Panthers. Hopefully this isn't anywhere close to the end. And, you know, you listen to some of the people who know their stuff about this. They really are built for more than this moving forward, significantly more than this. And, you know, in the famous words of Eric Spoelstra, it doesn't guarantee anything. But what I think it does guarantee is that you're going to be in the conversation for quite a few years moving forward, you know, assuming that you're able to retain enough of these key players.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you, Clay, because, and I fully understand, we probably shouldn't take drunk guys celebrating with the Stanley Cup in their hand at their word when they're chanting things with a bunch of Panthers fans. Like, I get that, but okay, Sam Bennett, like, who knows what's going to happen there? Marchand, Ekblad, there's a couple guys, but those three especially. Do you buy into this thing that I hear a lot, which is the Panthers have built something special here in Florida, the weather, like, all the factors of this team that guys would be willing to take less because they love playing here so much? Or at the end of the day, like, hey, great memories, but I'm going to go do what's best for me because... Man, I don't know. Like, maybe it's because I'm a Panthers fan and we live down here. We buy into it a little bit too much, but I think there's something truthful about that sentiment.
No, it is, and I talked to Keith Tkachuk about that a little bit on the ice after Game 6, and it is different. And why I like talking to people like him is because, hey, he's got sons on two different teams that he is a lifelong NHL guy. I mean, like, you can get really good perspective. And I didn't ask him directly, like, hey, do you think people are going to take less to stay here? But just the vibe and what the Panthers have built, you look at, and it's stuff like the training facility. You put $65 million into that. It's the heart. You know, I was listening to this on the way in NHL Network Radio, and they were talking about Alexander Barkov and just how, like, you have him as the centerpiece, and he's so unassuming, so unselfish, but just so great at everything he does. And people just want to follow him, and his heart is just incredible. And so I think you combine, yes, and look, I do think the no state tax thing does matter. Look, other fans can cry about it if they want, but compare what the salaries would be when you play here versus if you have to play in Canada on that. I'm going to add one more thing. Listen to Toronto media talk about, you know, just how miserable it is for the players there that have to live in a fishbowl, and you're under the microscope, and every little thing that goes wrong, it's like you have to pay the price of years and decades of futility. And that doesn't exist here, you know, and it's not that people here don't care. They do. But it's so, you're still in this point where it's so new, and you don't have this, like, lingering failure that sense of dread, and it's fresh, and these guys really love each other. So I think there is a lot to that, and I don't think it's lip service, but I do think the players are willing to take a little bit less, even when you factor in the tax part of this, just to have a great quality of life.
We've all covered a lot of teams, Clay. This team is fun, right? I mean, there are anytime you're a championship team, it's fun. I mean, we, the big three era, you could look back at the Harlem Shake and the Chris Bosh photo bombs and all that. Like, every championship team is fun. This one, unless I'm living in the moment and have recency bias, this team just seems more fun than usual.
No, I think that's for sure. And I think it's genuine. And, you know, Matthew Tkachuk was talking about it. It was funny. His mom actually mentioned it first because, you know, when you're on the ice, like, you look around and say, okay, there are eight people around Matthew Tkachuk. I'm not going to try to stick my microphone in there. Let me go see who else I can talk to. So that's why I ended up talking to his mom and dad. And she made a comment that was really interesting that, you know, every single player, they all went out to dinners together. And so before every game. And so when the pack cleared around Matthew Tkachuk, I went over and asked him specifically about that. And he said, you know, it's interesting. We would go on the road and, you know, we would pick place for all of us to go out to dinner. And he said, I'm not trying to down other teams, or I can't assume that there are cliques or anything, but we would see that there were, you know, two, three people from one team at one restaurant, two, three people from one team at another restaurant. He said, that was just so strange to us because we're not like that. It never even occurred to us to split up and go to different places, you know, whether on the road or at home. And I don't know. I think when you ask about the team being fun, I think a big part of that is also the bonds there. And they allow each other to have fun. And they allow a guy like Brad Marchand to come in and be himself. I think, you know, he's in Boston and, yeah, he was still Brad Marchand, and yet I think, you know, being the captain there, I think there was a different sense of responsibility. And then he comes here and he's just able to kind of like find the fountain of youth and go back to being a guy that's a pain in everybody's neck and doesn't have the responsibility of having to shoulder the load. I just think the atmosphere and the culture that has been fostered down here is special.
Clay, Solana and Crowder as well yesterday were shocked that I've never had ham in my life. And there may be a little bit of wiggle room here because I have had some hams on like a charcuterie board, but specifically like one of those big honking spiral hams that comes out of the oven. They put it at the carving station or Christmas Eve or something like that. I just find it to be unpalatable. I've never had it. Doesn't look good to me. I've never had a ham sandwich, like specifically ordered a ham and cheese. And people on social media have been outraged by this. They can't believe that I've gone 55 years without eating ham. Again, with a couple of exceptions, maybe a little, something here or there on the charcuterie board. But you yourself, I believe I inferred from your social media response, you yourself, not a fan of ham.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, I guess this is the best way I can put it. If you can remember back or whatever to when you've seen places, or it sounds like you haven't even eaten it when it was out, whatever. But I can tell you, like, if you go to Thanksgiving dinners where there may be a ham there, Christmas dinners where there may be a ham there, unless there is no other protein option, unless there is no turkey, unless there is no roast beef, you will look and there will be so much ham left by the end of the dinner and a very small amount of the other protein option. People cook hams for these things because they feel like they have to. And then, people might take one tiny slice just to kind of like, make sure that the plate is like balanced and stuff. Nobody looks forward to eating ham. I cannot tell you a single person that actually looks forward to these big meals so that they can eat ham. That is just not something that happens.
Right. Somebody texted in, Solana, because I see you're making a face. Somebody texted in and said, we stopped making ham on Christmas dinner because it always ended up in the garbage, 7/8 of it still remaining.
But hold on a second. Huck, you don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving either. You've been eating.
I just gave that up this year, though.
Okay, so you guys don't like deli meats then? Like, I don't know how to put this.
What are you talking about?
To say nobody's excited.
First of all, you can't compare deli meats to turkey off the bone, first of all.
The big honking piece of ham, which you keep saying it like it's derogatory term. It's a big, beautiful, luscious ham.
It's got the juices dripping off it. Right. It's disgusting. Oh,
so yeah. Good. Just like a
in
leg.
That silver tin.
A leg of ham. I mean, oh, so good, man.
Leg of ham?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You've never seen that, Clay?
So many other things I would rather have. I mean, I guess if I were dying, starving, and it were there, I would choose ham over death, but it would be close.
Man, but like a Black Forest ham sandwich. No. With Swiss cheese and maybe a little mayo.
You can't tell
mayo.
Me that's better than a turkey and Swiss. You cannot tell me that that's better than a turkey.
Oh, wait. I'm not going to tell you it's better, but mayo?
Did you just say mayo? Because that's going to start a whole different conversation.
Yeah, Clay, what do you like? Well, why don't we start there? Because you don't eat chicken wings.
By the way, Solana, if you're eating a ham and mayo sandwich, you are not Jewish. I'm sorry. That's the most goyish meal that I've ever heard described in person on radio.
But But it's so ridiculous. So, like, we don't keep kosher at all, but that's where you draw the line. Hey,
no. I don't keep kosher. I it's not for religious reasons. I love bacon. I love ribs, hot dogs, whatever. I don't like ham because it looks foul to me. It looks disgusting, and it just doesn't. There's nothing appealing about a big honking ham.
Yeah, doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me. You asked though. Favorite food, probably cheeseburger and fries. Like, I could just sit there and eat cheeseburgers and fries for every single meal and be happy. Burritos, I love burritos. Love Italian. Desserts, love ice cream.
What'd you have at the Panthers arena? Because the media meal Tuesday night was either meatloaf or chicken cordon bleu. That's how we got into this conversation, because I didn't have the chicken cordon bleu because I don't like ham, and there's ham in there. Did you have one of the two meals?
Yeah, I had a little bit of both. I love meatloaf, actually. I really like meatloaf. I did like the chicken cordon bleu. You could kind of like eat around the. I really like mozzarella. I really like mozzarella Swiss melted cheese. So like, I think it was probably Swiss in there. But the combination of the fried coating with the chicken and then just enough of the melted cheese, that was enough for me. That was great.
Right. You just kind of ignore the ham in there because the ham's kind of an afterthought in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like it adds salt. That's what it does. It adds salt.
Yeah, because whoever thought to themselves, like, oh, you know what'll make this breaded, buttery chicken even better? This breaded, buttery, cheesy chicken even better? Let's throw some ham in there. Like,
yeah, because I mean, ham's that
guy
delicious.
I hope that guy was voted off the island because it's ridiculous.
I think, unfortunately, he produces your show.
Well, do you guys at least like green eggs?
Hey, real talk, because I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to say it publicly, but Solana, congratulations, man!
Thank you.
We have a lot of fun, and we poke fun at you, but nobody deserves it more, and really happy for you.
Thank you. Well, Hawk already showed me the text messages that you sent him privately, telling him it was a terrible decision. So I'm not taking your compliment.
He said Hawk Crowder and Clay sounds much better. Just rolling off the tongue.
Thank you, Clay. Appreciate you.
Oh, man. All right, fellas. Take care.
From Local 10. We love you, Clay. See you, man.
I love you guys. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferrero hates ham, hates Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.